The changes taking effect lower personal income tax rates and completely eliminate income taxes for nearly 200,000 businesses. Supporters say it will spur the economy in Kansas, but legislative staff say it will create budget deficits in the coming years. Governor Brownback originally proposed eliminating some tax credits and exemptions and making a temporary sales tax permanent to help pay for his tax plan. In an interview last month, Brownback said he would propose a plan to weather the projected shortfall.
That's why I want to lay out a two-year budget. So here's a pathway that we can deal with this and let the legislature chew on that.
Brownback offered few details, saying he'll wait until the State of the State address to unveil his plans. At the Kansas State House, I'm Stephen Caranda.